Charlotte's $50 million housing bond to fund affordable housing projects passed by a wide margin. City officials estimate that 34,000 affordable housing units are needed to meet demand. The housing bond money is one means they will use to help close that gap. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn was with bond supporters election night and filed this report.
Chamber of Commerce officials who headed up the bond issue campaign declared victory when only a small percentage of votes had been counted and 70% were in favor of the housing bond.
Maybe we will declare victory a little early.
Chamber CEO Bob Morgan.
As a fast-growing city, we have a public that understands the need to invest, and that's what we're doing with these results tonight.
The housing bond was increased this year from $15 million to $50 million. Rents in the city have soared as wages have stayed flat, making it hard for many low-income and working residents to live in the city. The bond money will go into the city's housing trust fund and will be used to provide gap funding to developers building or renovating affordable housing units. Mayor Vi Lyle says Tuesday's vote shows that residents recognize that affordable housing is a major problem and that the bond money is a significant means of developing affordable housing for diverse income families.
We're talking about workforce housing, not just, you know, housing for people that need it, but people that work here that need a place to live. The people that have been living here all during this time of growth, they deserve an opportunity to be a part of the city as well. And that means having a home.
With the boom in upscale rental construction, some existing affordable complexes have been raised to make way for the new developments. Caitlin Evans, who supported the housing bond, says she hopes it will open the door for people of all incomes to live in the city.
We have many apartments going up that are very expensive, and we have folks in the city who have jobs that can afford those apartments. So they'll have to commute a long time, so it would be better if we had some more affordable options. I actually work outside the city in Huntersville, and I know a couple people who commute, and they would love to live in this city, but it's just too expensive.
Charlotte's private sector partners are raising funds to match the $50 million housing bond. Mayor Lyle says that funding can come in the form of land or cash donations. Julie Porter, co-chair of the Housing Bond Committee, says the private sector is showing interest beyond the matching funds.
I think you're going to see a real on-the-ground difference. You can just see already that people are gearing up where they used to maybe only have one application for tax credits. Maybe this next year we're going to have three. So we're anticipating bigger investments, not just from the city, but also on the private side.
Residents and city officials say this bond is not enough to solve the affordable housing shortage, but that it will take a few more referendum approvals along with private sector funding in future years to ease the shortage. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.